Now, Ireland's national games, Gaelic football, hurling and camogie have always been tightly woven into community identity. But what happens when those traditions are taken by newcomers, migrants who never hurled a hurley or kicked a Gaelic football before? In the heart of Dublin City, one grassroots club is flipping expectations and building something really special. Our reporter Oisin Coyne has this report on Columbus Gaelic Club.
Fairview Park, echoed by the clash of hurleys, footballs flying, and cheers in half a dozen languages.
Vamos rápido, vamos rápido, Alex, vamos.
This isn't your average GAA session. It's Columbus Gaelic, a grassroots club where migrants are using Gaelic games to adapt to their new life in Ireland.
My name is Emilio. I'm from Italy. I'm the founder of Columbus Gaelic, and I'm also the football coach. Columbus Gaelic is a place where migrants can learn Gaelic sports, Gaelic games. It's a safe place for all the migrants who wants to integrate with the Irish culture. All our players are coming from all over the world. We have 28 nationalities at the moment represented.
The club was formed on St. Patrick's Day in 2024, but with such a diverse player base, they didn't actually start with the idea of playing Gaelic games.
Latin American players from the Caribbean, they love baseball and softball. So the idea started with Rounders. But with Marianela, the co-founder and director of the project, we says we need to find a better way to start to get people involved in the project. So we start with football, and after 1 month, we played hurling.
So I'm Marianela. I'm from Venezuela. We're open to all migrants and also to Irish people, to be honest. And we want to reach out to more. So what we do is that we try to get at least one member of those communities that can represent those communities for language, because it's easier, and for culture, you know, it's easier to, you know, how to talk to your people and how to approach them. So we try our best to do it that way.
The club has 72 active players from all across the globe, so it's no wonder their captain finds himself communicating in multiple languages on the pitch.
My name is Luciano, and I'm the captain of the football, Gaelic football with Columbus Gaelic. I am from Argentina. I have 3.5 years living in Ireland. I am a Spanish speaker, my mother tongue, and I'm learning how to speak English, still improving my English. I think it's an amazing opportunity for all migrant people that are coming to get an experience in Ireland to learn the GAA sport and be part of something more higher than what we are currently doing. Learning a new sport, because I'm learning the Irish culture, and at the same time you meet people from different countries and backgrounds and nationalities, and it's very nice for us to not to feel isolated.
Word of mouth and social media allow Columbus to attract new players, but some just stumble across their training sessions and they never look back.
My name is Juan Carlos Acuña. I'm from Chile. I'm going to play football, but I finished football guy league. It's very different, man. In football, no touch with the hand, so it's very strange for me.
Have you ever seen it before?
Never.
My name is Rafael. I'm from Brazil. I never see this sport. It's amazing.
Aside from football, hurling is also a key part of Columbus Gaelic.
So my name's Chris. I'm from Germany originally. Well, I'm the coach. I'm the hurling coach here with Columbus Gaelic. And we have, all of them are beginners. Yeah, none of them have ever held a hurl in their hand in their lives. Some newcomers today, they didn't even know the name of the sport. Yeah? So it's very basic stuff we're doing. It's very basic.
For many migrants, the biggest challenge is learning Gaelic games from scratch. Having a place for adults to start from the beginning is key to them getting involved.
My name is Alex. I am from El Salvador. I play for Columbus. I really enjoy it. So I am here still 1 year. It's very skillful. But also the culture that is included in the sport. In the pitch, we are rivals, but after the match, we are friends.
So what does the future hold for Columbus Gaelic? Well, first on the list is affiliation with the GAA.
The goal for Columbus in the short term is to be official for the 2026 play the championship. And for the long term, of course, we want to set a proper club with not just adults, migrants, with kids, and bring some players to the county, of course. Of course, to get bigger, we need Irish players. We need Irish to get involved in the NARA project. To play next season, we need some experience. We need coaches and we need managers and volunteers for our project. Yeah.
Una, dos, tres, Columbus!
That was Oisin Coyne reporting. It's 9:05.